Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and the country's foremost document management consultant, John Higgins. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
Hi, this is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you are listening to episode 29 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. I'd like to introduce my co-host today and welcome him, John Higgins. John is a document management expert out in Metro Detroit with CPA Crossing. So welcome today, John.
Good morning, Darren. How are we doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine, except I have a little touch of bronchitis, so hopefully my voice will come through okay during the podcast this morning.
You sound great. So how's things in Detroit?
Everything's going well. It's been a beautiful summer. We've had a lot of great weather. People are complaining about it being too hot, so to me that means it's a great summer.
Yeah, no doubt. So, well, John, today we're going to talk a little bit about some document management systems and sort of document storage. So why don't you just tell our audience, kind of lay out the groundwork for our discussion today.
Sure thing. Basically what we've been doing in the magazine for going on, I think, 5 years now is to do the annual review of document management systems. And we've split them into two categories traditionally. And it's evolved over time, but the place that we're at now is we have one category we refer to as the document management systems. I guess the emphasis would be on the term management there. And then the other category we're referring to as document storage systems. And so I'll try to articulate, you know, how we distinguish whether a particular solution falls in one category or the other. And I'll preface it by saying that it's not a black and white line that separates them. It's getting grayer all the time, actually. But essentially, the primary difference is those that we refer to as document management solutions are really designed to be very comprehensive enterprise solutions. So, meaning that they have a pretty extensive breadth of functionality to cover every type of document or file that you would process through a typical accounting and tax practice. Contrasting that to the document storage systems, they tend to focus on being typically more limited in their functionality, and oftentimes their primary focus is direct integration between the tax prep software and the document storage system. So an example might be document retention. In a document management system, you're very likely to have a fairly sophisticated document retention tool that will automatically purge documents based upon the classification of that document and your document retention model that you establish. In a document storage system, that's less likely to be a feature you'd find there. So that's the primary distinction, is really the depth of the functionality. And so
John. I think you're getting ready to say what I was getting ready to say, which is our last two podcasts, we really talked about document management systems. And so in this one and our next one, we want to talk about the document storage systems.
Yeah, exactly. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, that's it.
So the criteria that we used in our review and this was published, by the way, in the July issue of the CPA Technology Advisor magazine, and the criteria that we used for the document storage systems was quite simple. Basically looked at three categories: core functionality, which is really just the user experience, the nature of the interface with the system, how easy is it to navigate, and whether or not you had the ability to directly publish documents and reports through a PDF print driver to the document storage system. So we always, whether it's document management or document storage systems, we always start with an emphasis on the interface, because I always make the point that if the system is not intuitive and easy to use, then your staff and yourself, you're just not going to be happy with the system, and you'll fall back to just sticking to the old Windows Explorer storage model. So we start with that. The second category is integration. And here with the document storage systems, we primarily focused on looking at, you know, what kind of integration is there in the scanning process as we implement, you know, some sort of a scanning solution. We also look at the integration with Outlook, and that's becoming more and more important because, as we all know, email has become the primary method of exchanging information back and forth with our clients and with others. So that integration continues to rise up in terms of importance. Related to that, we also look at integration with Office. You know, we do a lot of work in Excel as we build spreadsheets to support the tax returns and the financial statements, and also Microsoft Word for memos and other types of documents. So the integration there is also pretty important. And then the third category we look at is we just call it advanced functionality. So there we're looking at, is there a direct integration with specific tax and accounting applications? What kind of reporting is available to really monitor the activity that's going on in the system? What kind of security features do you have? Security continues to become a more important issue as, you know, more and more regulatory requirements are being put on us to protect the privacy of our client information, which is also just good business practice. So security is really, you know, continues to be a pretty important attribute. And then just the overall model in which the documents are organized, indexed, and so therefore, you know, how easily and how much flexibility do we have to go ahead and retrieve the documents. So that kind of lays the landscape for where we focus on in the document storage and a little bit of contrast to the document management systems.
Hey, John, quick question on document storage. Do you often find standalone vendors in the document storage area versus, I guess I say that because, you know, document storage is sort of it's a natural byproduct of printing a tax return or something to a digital, you know, place versus, you know, mostly products that integrate with some solution more inherently?
Yes. In the document storage systems, typically the primary integration in an accounting and tax practice is and starts with the tax software. Because a few of the solutions we reviewed, that was their primary purpose in life, is to be a direct pipeline from the tax prep process directly into the document storage system. Whereas in the document management systems, you would see that integration carried on to many other applications that would be used in the firm. And also, it's important to make a distinction in that when we look at these different solutions, we can put them into two fundamental categories, those that are accounting and tax-centric and those that we call horizontal. The accounting and tax-centric ones, the name comes from the fact that they're designed to be used in an accounting and tax practice and will have some level of integration directly with tax software, write-up software, engagement software, and so on. Whereas the horizontal solutions are designed to be deployed in any type of business, and so there's some advantages to both, but for the most part, practitioners tend to move towards the accounting and tax-centric applications.
So which ones do we want to talk about today, John?
Well, about just to keep it fair, we'll just kind of go in alphabetical order, which is the way we do it in the review in the magazine, and we certainly have more packages than we can review today, so we'll just kind of pick up where we leave off on our next podcast. But so we'll start with Accountants World. Accountants World has developed what's called the Cyber Cabinet. And Accountants World, interestingly enough, for those who aren't familiar with them, their business model, they were certainly one of the pioneers in the whole concept of cloud computing for the accounting and tax professionals. So they have a suite of applications, including Payroll Relief, which is a payroll processing application. They have a client accounting application called Accounting Relief, and they have a practice management application called Power Practice. And then Cyber Cabinet is the document storage system that is directly integrated with all of those applications. And all their applications are hosted applications, so the only way you can use them and procure them is to run them through the Internet, through the cloud, as they say. And they were ahead of the game. I'm not sure when they started this business specifically, but I think it's been a good 10 years now, or getting close to it.
Yeah, I think Chandra said it was about 11 years ago last time I talked to him.
Okay, so we're right on target there. And so they were ahead of the market. I've got to believe things are really probably progressing pretty well for them because, more and more practitioners are really coming to appreciate the whole concept of cloud computing. Just as a side comment, I was delivering a presentation at a small practitioners conference here in Michigan a couple weeks ago, and I probably had 20, 30 slides to go through. I think I got through three slides, and the reason was it was all questions, and that just, and I personally love those kind of presentations because they were engaged, but it was interesting because there were so many questions that tells me that the practitioners, and these are small practitioners, individuals that. And those that had, probably less than five staff total, and they're all over this. They're really trying to figure out the concept of cloud computing and where it fits for them. So here you have with Accountants World a solution that falls right into that market directly.
Now, I'm sorry, in Accountants World, John, how easy is it? Is there a print driver? Let's say you're in Word or Excel. How easy is it to get documents into the Accountants World model?
Okay, yeah, that's a good point because you started to ask the question about PrintDriver. If there was one weakness I did find in their system, and I don't know if they've changed this since the review, but there was not, they didn't offer a PrintDriver directly. So you'd have to use a tool like Adobe Acrobat to be able to publish or generate PDFs. But having said that, they have a pretty good process for being able to upload files directly from the other applications. You can store any type of file in the system. Directly from Windows Explorer into the cyber cabinet. They also have a client portal, and this is certainly one of the benefits of being a cloud application or a hosted solution, is that as part of the cyber cabinet application, your clients can go directly through the portal and upload their own files directly to you. So instead of sending you the QuickBooks file on a CD or a flash drive or email attachment, they would just log in and upload it. And related to that is that when you set up your clients in the system, you can identify who, like, the in charge person is going to be for that account. If you're a sole practitioner, it's going to be you for all of them. But you will get an email alert to say that, ABC Co. just uploaded a file to the portal. So then, when you're ready, you go over and see what exactly it is they sent you. So that's nice. When I first started in the accounting profession back in the early 80s, the first thing they taught us was get the client to do as much work as they can in the audit. And so here you have a case where, the clients are taking the initiative to put the file right into the system for you.
So it sounds like, their model for getting documents in, and an example, I guess, would be a Word document, would be to go ahead and send that to a PDF and then upload it.
Yes, yes.
As opposed to taking it directly in. Got it.
Correct. You could store it in a native doc format as well, but you'd have to upload it directly. Wouldn't go directly from Office to that, to the system.
Got it.
As far as the interface, I found it to be really easy to navigate. And like I said, that's really, to me, that's one of the most important things. Everything's organized, as you might expect, in a client-centric model. So each client will have a set of folders. And they use a concept of having a firm-level template for folders. So think about, for most of the practitioners, you probably have, over the years, developed a model in Windows Explorer for how you organize your clients in subfolders. You may do it by year, and then within year you may do it by tax application, accounting, and so forth. So you can kind of replicate that process in the cyber cabinet. You decide what you want to be your default template for the folder model, and so whenever you set up a new client, it'll automatically apply that folder model. So you could have 15 folders, and just basically with one click of the mouse, it'll create them all for you instantly. You can also then customize that folder at the client level. So if it's a specific type of client where you have a unique folder, you can always go in and just make that folder specific, just like you can with Windows Explorer. There's also a special type of folder. They call it a client folder. And what's nice about this is, let's say you develop a newsletter and you want to share it across all your clients, or maybe you have a work paper template file that you want to use an organizer template, for example, and you want to have it accessible for each client. Well, you can, if you put in a document in what's called the client folder, then you can access that folder from within each individual client. It may be hard to visualize that by just talking through it, but it's actually a pretty nice feature when you have a common type of document that you want to share across all your clients.
Real quick, John, how do folders really get created? I know you said that you have a lot of flexibility in that creation, But does that get automatically created from, let's say, the tax software or their accounting package, you know, the integrated web suite?
Well, the folders are set up basically, if I remember specifically, I think with the cyber cabinet, when you first go to store a document from a particular application, so let's say, for example, using the payroll relief system, then it will have the folder template related specifically to your payroll documents. And so the first time you store it, it'll generate that list of folders in the cyber cabinet.
Which is very handy. So there's some automation that takes place there.
Yes, yes.
Great.
And the pricing is very reasonable. It's $495 a year, which provides unlimited staff and client access. You know, most of these vendors have their pricing tied directly to the number of logins. Cyber Cabinet hasn't gone down that path. The only additional charge that I'm aware of is if you go beyond the initial 1 gigabyte of storage, then you pay $20 per gigabyte. And you know, when you think about the fact that that includes the whole application as well as the infrastructure to support it, I think it's a pretty compelling pricing model, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing always about Accountants World is, you know, is the access anytime, anywhere, because it is a cloud-based application. And when you talk about, you know, $495 for the year, and have access anytime, anywhere, and not to have it on your servers is a pretty, like you said, pretty compelling business model.
Yeah, so I expect they'll continue to do quite well in the marketplace as more and more practitioners move towards the cloud applications.
Do you see, John, a cyber cabinet being a key solution to take a look at in the event that maybe you're using another tax application? Well, I mean, since Accountants World doesn't have a tax app, I guess that's not a good example. But if you're using QuickBooks and you want to store things digitally, do you see cyber cabinet is one to go to, or do you see it more one that if you're using the suite, it makes perfect sense to be inside that suite?
Yeah, the latter, Darren. They're a classic case where if you like their suite of applications, then it's a no-brainer to use the cyber cabinet. But like all of the suite application providers, it's if you're using core applications that aren't part of the suite, then you've just got to look at it a lot closer because you're not going to gain all the benefits that they have to offer when you have the direct integration. So I would say Accountants World definitely falls more into a suite category of a solution.
Okay. Good. So who do we have next, John?
Next up we have TaxWise Scan and Fill from CCH. And so this is an example of an application that's designed to have direct integration with the tax prep software. TaxWise, of course, is the software itself. Again, the interface I found it to be very simple. It had a very intuitive toolbar of the functions along the top of the screen, and then the document folder list is displayed along the left side. That's pretty much that is the most common format that vendors use. So when I do the reviews and I see somebody does it differently, I have to really kind of think about it because most of them have evolved to where they, you know, traditional toolbar on the top and folder list along the left-hand side there. Much like the Accountants World example, you can also configure a default folder structure template to add, you know, every time you add a new client, then it'll build the template of folders under that client's root folder each time you set a new one up.
Okay.
And within the folders, the individual documents are cataloged by categories. And you define what the categories are, so you might have a category called 1040 tax documents, personal property tax documents. Yeah, that's all part of what you have to just kind of think about it when you plan your deployment.
Now, is the CCH product, the TaxWise Scan and Fill product, again, is that a great standalone product out there on its own, or do you see that better within the TaxWise suite?
Yes, definitely. Its real value comes in the suite, and specifically, the scan and fill piece of it. And for those who aren't familiar with that concept, what we're talking about here is that with this application, when you scan your tax documents and your 1040 documents, it'll go through the scanning process. It'll go through an optical character recognition process or OCR process. And then having done that, it'll be able to then identify the information on the tax documents and actually take the data off the documents, like the wages from a W-2 form, and transfer it directly into the TaxWise software. And so that's where the term scan and fill comes in. And that's a huge benefit for those of you who have a pretty robust tax practice. You know, think about the time that you can save when it can recognize your documents and move data directly from the documents into the tax software. And in the tax software, it'll put a red exclamation mark next to those numbers, so it's not like you take it as gospel. You have to go back and kind of just, you know, do your review work to make sure that the right numbers came across. But it certainly saves all the typing to get a lot of those data values in there.
Last question I have on that one, John. Print drivers, do they support a print driver that allows you to easily get other outside docs in, kind of like we discussed with Accountants World?
Yes, they do. And when you go to when you're working with emails specifically, you have the option to either print the emails to a PDF format, or you can store them in their native file format. But they do have the PDF print driver as well. And also on the outbound side for email, you can select an individual file to email to a client or a bulk, you know, a batch of files, and it gives you the option to automatically encrypt those files by using either the last four digits of the taxpayer's Social Security number or their tax ID number for the password. So it kind of automates at your choice. It'll automate what type of password actually gets applied when it encrypts the documents.
Okay. All right. So next we have up, looks like CompuThink.
Yeah. Now, CompuThink ViewWise. Now, this is one that a couple things to point out about ViewWise. One, it's a horizontal solution, so it doesn't have direct integration to any specific tax and accounting applications. It's also one that has enough depth of functionality that it's right on the border. We could have easily made the case to put this in the document management category as well. In terms of the nature of how files are organized and stored in the system, they use the traditional Windows Explorer-like model. And so it starts with a cabinet, and then you have drawers within the cabinet, folders within the drawers, and then subfolders under the folders, which is fairly typical with a lot of these. So you can, you know, have a pretty structured model for organizing your files. Their print driver, interestingly enough, will put the document output to a TIFF file format as opposed to a PDF. TIFF is an acronym for Tagged Image File Format. And back, you know, prior to the turn of the century, a lot of the document management systems that were on the marketplace really were built around the TIFF format until Adobe came out and established the PDF standard. There are some advantages to the TIFF file format. But clearly the market has moved in a pretty big way towards the PDF file format. So that's not to say you can still store PDF files in the system. It's just that their print driver will, by default, generate a TIFF file format. And maybe that's a little more technical than we even need to get into on the podcast here, but just something to be aware of. They do have, as a horizontal solution, one of the things that vendors have to do when their solution is horizontal is they've got to provide as many tools as they can to help you develop your own links to your applications. So they have a feature called a Save to ViewWise, which is a button that will actually appear in your Office applications, Word and Excel and so forth. And so instead of using File Save in Office, you could use the Save to ViewWise, and that will automatically save the file directly into the ViewWise database. And that's really important because some document storage and management systems, it can be a pretty tedious process to go from your Office applications into the document management system. You sometimes have to store it in Windows Explorer first and then move it into the DMS. Here you can do it directly from Office, and so that's a key feature, and it can be a real time saver.
Yeah, oftentimes that's a real added benefit to actually have that sort of print driver, what I've found.
And related to the Office integration, specific to Outlook, they have an add-on module that allows you to define specific emails, both inbound and outbound, that you want to be sent over to the document management system. Because that's one of the big challenges these days is, you know, we have all this communication going through Outlook, and everybody kind of deals with it a little bit differently. Some people use Outlook as their document management system. But here you have the opportunity to set it up so that only those documents or email messages that really need to be stored, you know, for on a long-term basis can be put directly into the document storage system.
You know, John, as I think about document management, document storage, or all the above, you know, the thing that really strikes me today is that we have to really think about portals in the same breath as we do document management. Because if we're going to create a document and our ultimate goal, maybe eventually, maybe not today, but maybe next year or the year after, is that we have portals, we've got to be thinking about how am I going to get that document into a portal without a great amount of hassle. Oftentimes, John, when I'm talking to firms, I say, you know, if you're only planning on having 3 clients, then it's not a big deal. But at the point where you have 200, 500, 1,000 clients, you better have a pretty good system for getting information from your document management or document storage system into a portal to make that easy, don't you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Darren. You know, I do a lot of workshops on portal and developing portal strategies. And, you know, for me, I wouldn't get into a portal that didn't have direct integration to the document storage, document management system. It's just the integration is too important in terms of just not only efficiency, but just better internal control over documents. Because some of the solutions require you then to manually, you know, take the file out of the DMS and move it over to the portal application. And, you know, once you start moving files around, if somebody's not paying attention, they're listening to their iPod or, you know, doing something else, reading email, they may put that file into the wrong client portal account. It's easier to have that happen, and there's no excuse for that. You know, it's just like emailing a file to the wrong person. And I'd be the first to admit I've done that before just by not being careless, and you just can't afford to have that when you're talking about sensitive financial and tax data documents.
So, good point
about integration.
Yeah, so next we have up Drake software, Drake's DMS system.
Yeah, and this is another example where, you know, Drake is primarily, its primary purpose in life is to integrate directly with their tax prep software. And in fact, it's offered free to their customers. So they really just provide it more really as an extended feature of the tax prep software. It can be used outside of the tax software, but that's where its real value is. There's no question about it. So any of you out there who may be using Drake software, if you're not already using the solution, certainly you should take a look at it, and you can't beat the price, and it's actually a pretty good solution. It will, you know, it'll automatically publish the tax return directly to the appropriate folder for the client, and it works off the client a common client database from the tax prep software, so you don't have to recreate the client base. And it also has a PDF print driver, so you know you can develop your supporting documents, your Word and Excel files. You can publish to PDF and store right in the system. They also have a interesting feature where when you go to generate the tax return to the PDF format, you can put a check mark as to whether or not you wanted to apply a predefined watermark that would identify it as client set or preparer set. So if for those who aren't familiar with Acrobat, when you create a PDF file in Acrobat, you can go in and add your own watermarks. It can be a graphics watermark or it can be text, as in this case. So they're just kind of pre-establishing that option for you, and you can even customize what that watermark is. But it just, you know, saves a step. And then whenever somebody's working in the document, it'll be, you know, very clear to them whether they're working on the client set or the preparer set.
Drake's DMS, John, I've seen, does a really nice job. You know, from the print driver standpoint, you know, most of what I've seen go to Drake comes from other Drake applications because you have a nice, tight suite there.
Yes.
What have you seen when you're using sort of other outside applications, maybe a QuickBooks, as far as getting documents in there?
Well, the methodology for getting those other documents is you basically drag and drop them from Windows Explorer. So that's that's the classic case where you have to get them into Windows Explorer first. They do have a feature where you can work through the browser, and so you can upload them through a browser. I haven't actually seen that in action, so I'm just kind of going by the research when I was discussing this with them for the review. But you know, that could be another alternative way to get some files in there as well.
So again, you're probably back to the Adobe print driver.
Yes.
And where's Drake stand today? Do you know on portals at all?
I'm not aware that they have a portal. Let me just take a quick scan of my notes here. But I don't think they have a portal, Darren, at this point.
Okay. So, hopefully that's something that you'll see coming from Drake, at some point.
Yeah. And again, it's free, so it's hard to argue with their feature set based upon the fact that it's
right.
Free.
Absolutely. Well, Drake has phenomenal support. And you have a lot of really tight integration within their suite of applications. So certainly that Drake software DMS is worth taking a look at. And when they do have portal capabilities, I think, again, there should be some tight integration there.
Yeah.
So John, our last one today is the e-file cabinet.
Yes, e-file cabinet is another example. They've been around for quite a few years, again, a good 10 years or so, and they're another example of a horizontal solution, but they really, one of their vertical markets that they're really focused on is the accounting and tax practitioner market. So as the name implies, e-file cabinet, it's really designed to emulate a traditional paper file cabinet. So they use the, common cabinet drawer folder model for organizing the documents. And when you first go into the system, what you see on the screen is it'll display a list of your clients' names along the left side as an HTML link to their folders. And also, when you select a client from that list, it'll display the contact information. And I like that. One of the challenges that most practices have is we have too many different collections of our client information. So we're everybody's trying to get them more to a common database. But the fact that they have it here where, you're in the document storage system, client calls you up and wants to ask about a tax return, or you need to call the client, you just point to their client name in the list, and you'll start off with the contact information. And from there, of course, you can then go directly to all the documents and files associated with that client.
Cabinet, John, sort of lives independently, correct?
Yes, it's very much a standalone system, so there's no functionality from a suite perspective as far as direct integration with tax or accounting applications. They do have pretty good integration with Office. And then, you use the upload from Windows Explorer to get your other files and documents into the system. And then they do have an integrated portal feature, sort of. They call it Secure Drawer. And so that's basically a section of the database where you can make it accessible to clients so they can have a remote access to their specific files. They're pretty strong in security features. They have you can go pretty granular on your permission settings for who can see what and who can do what with specific documents or documents types. You have the option of storing the documents in an encrypted format, which is certainly a recommendation, again, to help you comply with the privacy regulations and just protect your client data. They also provide a very comprehensive audit trail of all the activity with each individual document or file that's in the system. And they also have what's referred to as an archive utility, so you can set up the system to automatically archive your files to a secondary storage device somewhat of an automated or redundant backup solution.
That's one of the questions I get asked a lot, John, is, of these document management solutions that are out there, how easy is it to get your data back? If you wanted to make a switch to a different solution, are most of these documents held in some sort of proprietary format? It doesn't sound like all of them are, but or is it easy to get that data back and move that data to a different solution if you ever wanted to?
Yeah, good question, and there's really two parts to that. One is, what format are the files stored in? And I would say that generally the rule of thumb is they're storing them in their native format, most all the vendors. Not everybody, but most of them are. So that's not so much the issue. The issue comes more to, okay, so what does it take to get them out of there? And every vendor is different. Some vendors will just provide you with the ability to go in there and just do like a bulk transfer to your local storage drive, or they may send you a DVD of your files that you can then put back into whatever system you want. So there's not a real consistent pattern there. I'd say you have to really look at each vendor and how that you know, how that is set up. And it's an important question and something that definitely should be part of your review process, because, you know, you just have to assume that at some stage of your practice, you may want to move to something different, and you don't want to be stuck because you can't get your documents out easily.
Sure. Well, John, nice job. A lot of good applications, it looks like, that are out there, and that's only half of them that you reviewed, so we have the other half for next time.
Yeah, that's the challenge. There are so many good applications. It's great to have the choices, but, you know, it's just trying to filter through all of them is what makes it tough for the practitioners these days.
Yeah, I mean, these are really strategic, tough decisions for the firm owner to make. You know, coming from somebody who owns a firm, it's, you know, first, I think you always have to look inside your suite and see what document management system best integrates. And then if it doesn't meet your needs, then you can look outside your suite. But I think looking inside always is your first option. But this is a very strategic long-term decision, because you don't want to be changing document management systems on a regular basis, I wouldn't think.
No, absolutely not. You're right on target there.
Yeah. So, well, John, we're out of time today. Great job. Next time we'll cover the other half. But any closing thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, just, you know, if you want to get more background for the application that we talked about in the July issue, we had the review of the document storage applications, and then in the June issue, we had the document management application. So that's, and you can get links to their websites there, so that's a great way to do your kind of next level of research.
Great. Well, John, thanks. And next month we'll cover the second half. So good talking to you, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Darren.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.